Hello and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're coming to you today from Western Australia. So today we're going to make two dishes for you. We're making a roast capsicum sauce, which also doubles as a really, really tasty dip, which you can keep in the fridge to entertain with your friends and family when they pop in unexpectedly. And also the sauce will be served with a chickpea and lentil patty. So to start with, we're going to make the roast capsicum sauce. And for that, you'll need 3 or 4 good-sized red capsicum, like this. And what we did was cut them in half. And then we de-seeded them, cut them in half again, and laid them on the tray and put them in the oven to roast. Bot inside down. And you put them in a hot oven for about half an hour on 240 degrees Celsius. You don't have to oil the skin. And when they're nice and black, that's where we get started. And that's where we are now. When you take it out of the oven, when it's all the skin is blackened, put it into a freezer bag or plastic bag, seal it up, and that'll sweat the capsicum. And then the skin just peels off. I can see you can all can't wait to do this. Looks like a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it. And cooking should be fun. And we're just going to very roughly slice the capsicum up and pop it into the food processor. Already you're hungry, aren't you? I can tell. We're going to add 2 tablespoonfuls of balsamic vinegar. One tablespoonful of sweet chili sauce, or more or less, depending how much you like chili. Okay, I'm going to make some serious noise now. Okay, that's smooth enough. I'll just show you so you can have some idea. Still got a couple of little lumps in it, but that's fine. It just gives it a little bit of texture. Now, the next stage is we're going to add about 120 grams of melted vegan margarine, vegan butter. Okay, so we're going to switch it on again, still make some noise, and drizzle it in slowly. Right, that's done. And we're going to transfer this now into a saucepan or frying pan. And we're going to cook it very, very gently for about a quarter of an hour. And it will reduce even more, a little bit. Don't boil it, just very, very gentle simmer. It brings out the flavours. Turn it down low, and we're going to leave it there for about a quarter of an hour. Right, now we're just going over to get the capsicum sauce out of the saucepan. But before we pour it out, we're just going to add 2, maybe a big tablespoonfuls of fresh chopped parsley. I use Italian parsley. It seems to have a sweeter flavour, but you don't need to cook the parsley. You're just folding it in. Right, and I'm going to try and divide this now evenly between 2 dishes. One, don't forget, is for the dip when you have those unexpected visitors. And one is to serve with the patties, which you're going to make in just a minute. That's the roast capsicum dip cum sauce. Now we're going to our next stage, and we're going to make the chickpea and lentil patties. And for that, we need 1 can of chickpeas. You can use dried chickpeas and dried brown lentils and soak them overnight. Rinse out the water, very important, the following day, and then cook them. I mash them up a little bit with a good old-fashioned potato masher. This is a completely vegan meal. And it just helps binds everything together if it's mushed up. So it's worth doing this. I can feel my muscles getting bigger by the second here. Now we're going to add 1 can of brown lentils, or lentils that you've soaked overnight and cooked. You don't have to mash these. And the dried ones are mushy anyway when they're cooked. So now we mix all that together. Make sure it's quite well combined. And then next we add 1 medium grated carrot. Mix well. I love cooking. Which is a good way to feel when you're cooking. Then all your love will go into the people that you feed. Your friends, your family. And I give thanks to God for all the ingredients that we have to cook with. We're very lucky in this country. So we always thank God for what we have. Now, I'm using cornflake crumbs because it's some corn, it's nice, adds a nice flavour, and they're fine. So that's what I use. But you can use breadcrumbs, ordinary breadcrumbs if you like. But if you're using fresh ones, make sure they're stale. By that I mean quite dry. There again, we mix that up. And that's about 2 tablespoonfuls of breadcrumbs or cereal crumbs. You could use whatever you like, really. As long as it's dry and it helps to bind. Okay, now next we add about 2 tablespoonfuls of fresh chopped parsley. Again, it's the Italian one. Seems to have a more subtle flavour. And lastly, we're going to add about 2 tablespoonfuls of chutney of your choice. Fruit chutney, that is. Now I'm going to put the spoon aside and get into it with my hands. It's just going to mix it a little bit more just to make sure it is combined. And you can feel by the texture that they're going to keep together very well. Okay, now we'll take about, depending on what size patties you want to cook. So we'll squish them around, form them into a ball, and then flatten them down a little bit. Like that. Put them on the plate, because we're going to put these in the fridge for about 10 minutes just to settle down a little bit before we cook them. So if you've got little children in your family, you can make really little small ones. And because they look quite appetizing when they're cooked. And it's very important, especially if we're introducing our children to vegetarian food, make it look appetizing. And anything too big is going to put them off, I guess, straight away. And think, oh, I'm not going to eat that, it's too much. But if you make little ones, they'll love them. And these are really tasty. And complemented by the sauce we've just made. And talking about our little children, they'd probably love to help you do these. Interact with mum in the kitchen, or dad. A lot of people these days are so busy. Busy lives, working, coming home. All the extracurricular activities the children do, playing soccer and everything, but it's still really good, isn't it, mums, to put a good balanced meal on the table for them. They grow up healthy and strong, little vegetarianites. pizza. This quantity that I've given you will make 10. Now we're just going to put these in the fridge, as I said, for about 10 minutes just to settle them down. Right, we'll come back shortly. Okay, we've just taken the patties out of the fridge and we're going to cook them in some olive oil. Okay, so we're just heating up the olive oil. We shall place them in here. And because they've been in the fridge for a few minutes, it's solidified them a little bit. Less risk of them falling to bits when you cook them. Because don't forget, we haven't got any flour or egg in here at all. Okay, so now here they go, sizzling away. And we've made 10, so I'm cooking 5 at a time. And we wait until one side is nicely browned and we turn it over. And while we're cooking the others, we'll just heat up the oven just a tiny bit to keep the first 5 nice and warm while we cook the others. Now these are probably going to take about maybe 3 minutes each side. Just when they're golden brown, you know, it's ready to turn over. In the meantime, I've been into our garden because we grow our own vegetables and we have an organic garden. And I've harvested some new potatoes, not really baby ones, some of them were quite big, so I've cut them up and we're going to have that with lunch as well. So they're on cooking while we're doing the patties. Okay, browned on one side. Just be a little bit careful turning them over. You can flatten them down a little bit if you like, because these are really nice too, making like a veggie hamburger out of them. Some tomato sauce and some lettuce and tomato cut up. They make really nice hamburgers. So you flatten them to fit your hamburger bun. The kids will love them. Of course, with the chickpeas and the lentils, you're getting your protein that you need. A lot of people in the transition between meat eating and going over to a vegetarian or vegan diet become very, very concerned about the protein intake that they have. It's so easy though, it really isn't a worry. If you don't like tofu, then all legumes have protein in them and you can do all sorts of wonderful things with them, imagination. So yeah, they're full of fibre, full of protein, very healthy. And lend themselves to whatever your imagination desires. Here we are, we're ready, so we're going to take the first batch out. Let's pop these in the oven now to keep them warm. Just on a low heat. Okay, that's the remainder of the patties cooked, so I'm just going to take the others out of the oven. Oops, and put them on the plate. Drain them off a little bit if they need it. And then we'll set it all up. Oh, they smell yum. Right, I'll just pop those back in the oven to keep warm. Okay, so what we've done now, we have the red capsicum, roast capsicum sauce on here, and I'm going to put the
atoms on that plate.
Next, we're going to just drain our potatoes, which are cooked. Our organic potatoes from the garden. And we cook them with their skins on. There's a lot of nutrition just under the skin. And because they're organic, there aren't any chemicals to worry about. And we'll just take the salad out of the fridge and just finish this off. I made a little dressing, and it's just white vinegar and a little drizzle of maple syrup and a little of sea salt and ground pepper. And you do that to taste. We'll just sprinkle over the top some cranberries. And sprinkle over the top some roasted almonds. So this protein again, it's so easy to get protein, it's everywhere. No need to worry about it at all. There we are. Now, there we have our light lunch or dinner. Hope you enjoy it. And thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.